Welcome back to day two of Shloshim Yoim Kodem HaChag. A half an hour before the Zman B'dikah, it's usher to eat or do any malacha. If a person starts eating or does malacha, he may continue eating or doing malacha into the Zman B'dikah. However, if he started eating when it was daytime before this Zman, he is not required to stop. And Chazal only said that you can't eat, but you're certainly allowed to eat a little bit. You just can't have a full-blown meal, what exactly is called a te'ima, if you stick to less than a kibbeitza of pas, just eating fruit, you certainly should be okay. Drinking is mutter, even a lot, but you can't drink wine or anything that's going to may inhibit you from doing the bedika, unless you drink also less than a kibbeitza. Regarding malacha, there are those that say that you're not allowed to do any malachos kavuos, that may bring you to overrun the Zman. It is mutter to learn if you're learning as a shir halacha or a shir kavua in the Beis Medrash, because when you get home, you will recognize that now is the time to do bedika, meaning there's a time when the shir ends, you're going to get home and be able to do the bedika. But sitting with the chavrusa and learning, that may be a problem because you may come to overrun the Zman bedika. There's a machlokes achrein in whether it's mutter for a person to learn in their home. However, if you remind somebody, or you ask someone to remind you, that when the time comes that you're going to stop learning and do the bedika, everyone agrees that it's mutter. Once the Zman bedika comes, it's asur b'malacha, asur b'achila, and you're not allowed to learn even a shir kavua in a Beis Medrash until you do the bedika. Even if you started the learning or the malacha when it was daytime during the Zman Heter, you must stop in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of bedika at its proper time, which is tchilas halayla. However, you're still allowed to do a ti'ima mu'etes, but you should not drag this out, and you should eat whatever you need to eat just to do the bedika and do the bedika. When does one daven ma'ariv on the night of bedikas chametz? So someone who has a minyan kavua, he davens late at night, past his zman bedika, do the bedika at his zman, and then daven at his minyan kavua. However, those who have the minig to daven at seis is machlekes achreinim. Should you daven before the bedika because davening is tadir, or do the bedika first because the ikar zman bedika is immediately after seis hakechavim, and then it's a mitzvah iveres. Most people today, whether they daven usually later, whether they daven at seis, daven and then do the bedika. Where does one have to do the bedika? So any place where there's a chashash, a concern that maybe chametz was brought into that place, needs a bedika. Any room in the house that a person goes there during the suda has a chiyuv bedika. Maybe during the suda he went there with bread and he forgot the pas there. Rooms that there's no need to go into during a suda, there's no reason to do a bedika. However, if he knows that he brought chametz in there, then he has to do a bedika. A room that has a chiyuv bedika needs to be checked. Any place where it's normal to put things down. However, in a place where it's not the derech to put things down, there's no chiyuv bedika. Therefore, a very low place or a very high place where you can't reach, any place where it's not the derech for you to place anything, then you're putter from doing a bedika there. But if a person knows that he put chametz during the year, even once, he's chayav in a bedika, and a place where there are children, and it's very possible that they enter that low area, you have to do bedika there. A place where you eat all year round, you have to do bedika under the tables. You got to check the chairs because it's very, very possible that chametz fell there. In a house that there are children, you have to check under the beds because maybe chametz was put there, maybe chametz rolled there. How about the pockets of your clothing? So if a person puts chametz there sometimes, or children who do put chametz in their pockets, you got to do bedika. Any place which is not accessible does not require a bedika, and it's enough just to do a bittul. So if you have chametz that rolled under your refrigerator or under your oven, or it's behind any place which is very difficult to move, it's enough to do a bedika. A shul, the shamish or the gabayim, should go to the shul on the night of bedika using the Ar HaNer, and they should make a bracha if they didn't make one in their house. But they don't have to do a bittul since the chametz is not theirs. The place can say that all 30 days before Pesach, a person should be careful in anything that he does. He should not leave chametz around where it's not going to be able to be removed easily. How do you do the bedikah? The bedikah has to be with the light of a candle, not with the light of a moon. A person cannot use a torch because you may not do a good bedikah. You're concerned that you may burn down the house that you're checking, and you also can't go into churim and tzedakim. What is an avuka? If you're holding two candles in your hand, even if they're connected, if you're holding one candle that has two wicks and there's space between the two wicks, that's an avuka. But the evid, if you use an avuka, you're not yotze yichiyah bedikah. Person also should not use a candle that is being fueled with oil because, again, he's scared to move it around and to get into churim and tzedakim because the shemen may spill. There's a machlokes if you did it, if you're yotze or not. Lamaisa, the best thing is to use a candle that's made out of wax. A person who uses a flashlight certainly has what to rely on. And today, most people, they start the bedikah with a wax candle. That was the old minig. Make a bracha, and then it's fine to use a flashlight. When a person is doing a bedikah by day, because he forgot to do a bedikah at night, he also should use the Ar Haner. During the bedikah, the minig is to take feathers to wipe away and clean out the churin and tzedakin. A person also should have a kli, something where a bag where he puts the chametz into, and if he doesn't find any chametz, he should burn this kli, burn something, in order that the Torah's beer should not be forgotten. The bracha on the bedikah, before the bedikah, you should make a bracha, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al bir chametz, because the bedikah is the tzerech habir. If he makes a leva'er, he's yotza. A person should not make the bracha al bedikah's chametz, because the bedikah is not the soif ha-mitzvah, not the soif kiyah mitzvah. And if he makes the bracha of al bedikah's chametz, even with the eved, he's not yotza. It's suggested a person should wash their hands before they make the bracha, because of nikiyas. One last thing regarding the bracha, it is forbidden to speak between the bracha and the beginning of the bedikah, even if it's tzarech habedikah. So if a person made the bracha, and before he started being bedik, he spoke, he has to make the bracha again. Once he started the bedikah, it's better not to speak about things that are not tzarech habedikah until he finishes the bedikah and does the bittul. That will ensure that he's focused and make sure that he finishes the bedikah and does the bittul. A person is allowed to make a shliach to do a bedikah. However, he should help along because mitzvah boy, yotze mibishluchai, and the shliach should be next to the balabayis during the bracha and be yotze the bracha with the balabayis and say amen. Someone who did not hear the bracha, it's better for him not to go do the shlichas. However, if it's hard for the balabayis who started the bedikah to finish, he could ask other people to help him even though they didn't hear the bracha. The balabayis is not doing any part of the bedikah. He's just telling the shliach to do the bedikah. Then the shliach should make the bracha.